Wow, these trees are huge.
This is Sugizakura Oji. There's a small shrine at the top of these stone stairs.
How old are these trees?
The biggest ones are about 700 years old. They are designated as important natural properties.
Maybe this is a strange question, but it seems like most of the branches are only on one side of the tree.
Very observant. Yes, this is called Ippōsugi. That means a Japanese cedar tree with all of its branches pointing one way. They face straight south in the direction of the grand shrine by the Nachi waterfall, Kumano Nachi Taisha. Kannon's Fudaraku paradise was also considered straight south. Therefore, all of the branches were believed to be pointing in that sacred direction.
The other trees in the area aren't that big, though. Why are these trees here?
The forest around the shrine is very important. In fact, it can be considered a part of the shrine and is therefore treated with respect. The surrounding woods have been mostly converted to forestry. There used to be many special places like Ippōsugi all across Japan, but many were destroyed.
No. Who would want to do that?
Well, to explain that, you will need a little Japanese history lesson. Relax and enjoy the beautiful natural environment while I explain. Japan has a long and special history. Japan is an island nation, and the ocean separating us from Korea and China is difficult to travel. So, geographically, we are an isolated country. Contact with people from other countries wasn't very often. In fact, in the Edo era from 1600 to 1867, when shogun generals and samurai ruled Japan, they strictly limited the contact with foreigners. Only the Dutch could trade at a few designated places. There was a law that no Japanese could leave the country. If they did, they could never return. And if they returned, they were killed. In 1853, the U.S. Navy came and forced Japan open to trade. Many Japanese were angry because after 200 years of isolation left them unable to defend themselves against the modern military. That started a period called the Meiji Restoration. Our country went through many dramatic changes.
Really? Like what?
The whole government was changed, and many Japanese were sent abroad to study modern technologies to bring back to Japan. That is also when many shrines and temples were destroyed.
I don't understand. Why?
Well, the government made Shinto the official religion of Japan. They said that only one shrine could be in each town and that everyone must register their name there. Over 3,000 shrines were destroyed in Wakayama Prefecture alone. This shrine grove survived this process intact.
Why this shrine?
Well, in Tanabe, there was a famous intellectual, Minakata Kumagusu, who was very much against this. He fought very hard and was even imprisoned briefly. He believed that the shrine's forest was a very important place for plants and animals, and also that the local people's beliefs and traditions would be destroyed. Through his hard work and lobbying, this area was preserved, and I hope that we can learn from Minakata Kumagusu's commitment to the environment and local culture, and continue to protect special places like this for future generations.
Sounds like a very interesting man. I wish there were more people like him around the world.